Up dog, my man, Labatt Blue.
Fellas out there, lots of things are better together, as we know, like playoff hockey or barbecuing with your boys,
teeing it up, going to music festivals. Everything is better with Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we.
Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA in Buffalo, New York.
Up dog, fella. Look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform. Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Up dog, my man. How we doing, fella?
Ah, pura vida, my friend, all the way from Costa Rica. Things are good, buddy. How are you? It's nice to be back in the studio with you. Tuesday, I'm still in this beautiful place called Costa Rica. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm coming at you from a beautiful bar / poker room. I got a pool table and a shuffleboard behind me. This room is titty, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to start right there with Uppy's World. Party time. Excellent. Costa Rica.
Fire the chips around.
First
Let's
of all,
go.
Who's the guy behind you with the American flag and his nutsack hanging out there to your right, over your right shoulder?
I don't know. Hey, but we could use him.
We could use him
on our squad. Look at this guy. Yeah, he's
just
an animal.
Jacked.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a good story to that. Listen, I'm at a buddy of ours, Big Al's. This is Big Al's spot here in Santa Teresa, this beautiful little surf town. Just finished this house. What's up to my boy Kevin Washington and Noah Bremen? They're staying here with all the kids. We did Easter weekend. The kids are loving it. This place is just a total surfy vibe, buddy. It's eating good. It's juices. I have my little morning coffee after surfing today. I've already played padel. Had a padel game. Beat K-Dub for 1,000 in padel. Surfed this morning by myself, got thrown around in the waves, just washing machine style. I couldn't get up, but it was just the negative ions, the effect of just getting out there feeling fresh. Took the kids. I got the kids a painting class today. You know the painting I have, Obes, with all the bikini bums back in Newport?
Yeah, I do.
That long painting. Well, I bought that here about 5 years ago on my first trip to Costa Rica. And the girl, she's a Canadian girl. Shout out to this artist. Her name's Marguerite Swart. And anyway, she does this awesome stuff. So I had all the kids over there today doing little surfy painting lessons and stuff. And they're out for a surf lesson now. Anyway, this place has been fantastic. It's been a great trip so far. Started off at the Discovery property, Zapotal. Shout out to everyone there, all the staff. Everyone's been amazing, taking care of the kids. Played some golf. They've got 11 holes open. Obi, you're going to love this course. You can spray it wherever the hell you want. It's a driver's dream, baby.
Yeah, my driver's actually pretty straight right now. That's the least of my concerns. But 11 holes, that's almost perfect.
Sometimes it is actually perfect. It was a little sticky, though. It was like 90. But it's the hot season here. But, I mean, I had a couple howler monkeys up in the trees. Oh, oh, oh.
Hey,
it sounded like Tom Doherty was running around barking up in the trees. It's hilarious.
I was watching the news this morning, actually, and there was just a baby gorilla born at the San Diego Zoo. Speaking of gorillas, this little gorilla.
Channel 4 news team.
News team, assemble. Yeah, this little gorilla was born in the San Diego Zoo. I don't know if, like, our gorillas, are they like a rare or like a extinct animal now? Like, is it newsworthy when a gorilla gets born? Is that newsworthy?
I think in a zoo, man, and the mama gorilla's been, she's prego, everyone's waiting for it, and then all of a sudden the new little cute baby gorilla comes out. I think it's for means of celebration. Break bread, cheers, you know, have a toast.
Yeah, no,
maybe we should go down there and see the little fella.
Yeah, he looks like he needs a couple of naps before he's just right out of the right out of the chute. But listen, I want to ask you first of all, what are the shark situation around there? Like, you're getting out in the water, like, you're not worried about sharks? No sharks down there? No nothing? Just get out there and, like, when's the last time you've been on a fucking surfboard?
No, the last time I was on a surfboard was, let me think. Wow. I actually got up somewhere not too recent. It was actually here in Costa Rica back in August. I was at Witch's Rock. For all the surfer listeners out there, the Witch's Rock is badass. We had to take a boat to get it. So I got up there, but I think there's alligators over there, Obes. But down here on the southern part of Costa Rica where I am, the water's so damn warm, buddy. It's so perfect. I think sharks don't even fuck with this. It's like it'd be like them getting in a hot tub when they're looking for, like, the cold, fresh, you know, that fresh meat, fresh water. I could be wrong. I could have been out there with sharks. I wouldn't have known the difference.
Yeah, they're not a rookie surfer, buddy. They're going to swim right past you. You're too lean for them. They're going to look at you and be like, I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to have to pick the bones out of my teeth here after the fucking, eh?
I would be easy prey, though. I can't fucking swim on these surfboards. Like, there's no chance. All the other people could probably paddle and get out. I would be so messed up.
Yeah,
I'm a terrible buddy. By the way, when you surf, your shoulders get all sore, and like us hockey guys, we're all like forward shoulder prone. It is not perfect for surfing, but it's all about just the vibe out here. There's a ton of women. Women love this place, by the way. They're from all walks of life. There's, you know, you can't turn your head without seeing gorgeous girls around here. The food's been amazing. The beaches, this set of beach, a couple mile beach, some of the best in the world. So for everyone out there, Costa Rica, Pura Vida, it's a beautiful place. How are you?
What are the locals all about? Like, are they like island people? Like, well, I'm thinking of like the Bahamas. Those guys are chill. I'm going to talk to you about the Bob Marley movie, the Jamaicans. Those island guys are chill. What are the local Costa Rica guys? Are what are they like?
You know what?
What are the locals like?
They're cool, man. They're cool. They all rock sick tans, like nice tribal tattoos. You know, they all got great art. You know, a lot of Italians, a lot of Argentinians, met a few Canadians.
A lot of good tans.
This place, it's totally a place to just get away. Like, a lot of the people here are here for the same reason. I think they're just fed up with what was going on back in reality. And they're like, I just want to come and chill. Like, it's a great, this place.
If you're looking to get away from Aspen and Newport, if it's grinding, you just head to Costa Rica.
I think you can get away from anywhere. Just, you know what? Your girlfriend cheats on you. You're like, what the hell? You know, I need to get out of Dodge. Too many people know stuff. And you just come down here. You totally become one with the island. It's not an island, actually. It's more of like it's a connector.
It's not an island, yeah. So that's why I was wondering what the vibe was like there.
Like, the vibe, but chill, the vibe though, is good. It's chill. It's great music. Nothing's going on really, really late. Like Saturday, there was this private little club Saturday night, but nothing like crazy. It's a morning town, buddy. You would love it. Now you're getting up early in the mornings. You see, like, you know, you walk on the beach, you grab a coffee, you put the sunscreen on because it's hot early, and you just like, you just sail away. And then you start having the afternoon cocktails are perfect. Early dinner, we get the kids down, we go have a couple drinks with the adults. It's a great life, fella.
What have you been drinking? I mean, first thing that comes to my mind is I'd be banging down some pina coladas. I don't know if that's your flavor. What are you drinking? Lots of tequila?
I haven't had a pina colada. I got Izzy a couple of pina coladas, virgin ones. I've been drinking some margaritas. I've been drinking a lot of IPA. Last night I drank some nice Malbec wine at dinner. But if I venture off the beaten path, maybe a nice rum with coconut water, buddy. They got the fresh coconuts.
Wow.
You just jam the straw right in the hoop, and you just suck these babies back with a little rum on ice. It's nice.
That does sound nice. That does sound nice. And the food's been good, you said? Tacos
food's
and shit
great.
Down there? What are they eating down there?
What's that, fella?
What are they eating down there? Tacos or, like, fish?
It's good fish. Last night we had these porks. They were these, like, baby back kind of pork ribs. They were awesome. Like, kind of Argentinian. We sent the kids for this amazing fresh, like, sourdough pizza. Great ice cream here. As you know, I like
ice
cream.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. I love Loops. I love my boy Loops. But, I mean, this food Instagram stuff is getting – it's over the line now too much, right? Like, How many full fun
soups?
How many
full fun soups can you eat?
Can you fucking have loops? You got the shits over there yet or what? I'm wondering. Eh? The guy, he's like, what's that guy's name that used to travel the world and what was his name? He passed away on us. But what?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, that's,
he is like Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. I think that's what he's doing right now. He's just traveling the world, putting food up. I'm like, this is...
Getting drunk, seeing new places. It's a fun way to live, I tell you. This Loople, though, he's taking it to another level. He has a camera crew with him.
If you can afford it, it's a nice way to live. And obviously, Loops can. But I'm like, this is what makes Loops happy. He'll never post on Instagram. He goes on vacation. He's posting every day. I love it. But I mean, I need more than just food. I need more range from him. When I see him,
a little bit of the culture. I see the fish, I see the soups, see the noodles.
Where's the jerk joints? Where's the bathhouses? All right, where's the guy go get a good rinse over there?
Rub down. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of alligators, have you seen this guy online? I don't know his handle, but like, he jumps in the water with these things. And they rub his face and they lay with them. And he like, could you imagine? First of all,
it's so funny you said that. You know who, you remember the croc guy
away? The croc hunter.
You know, he got hit with the stingray. It's his son now has an incredible Instagram.
It might be him.
Is that
actually
who you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, he looks exactly like him. Well, Kyle, what's the guy's name again? Yeah, Irwin. So it's Irwin's kid.
I could
totally speaks the same. He's just a little bit younger. Like he's just as fucking daredevilish, though. He's wild.
I couldn't imagine. Even if I trusted an alligator to, I don't know if I just jump in there and start swimming with them or anything. You know, it's crazy that they can trust these animals. Alligators are scary, man. I remember first time I was in Florida, I was playing golf with Marty St. Louis and Chris Gratton, and I shockingly hit my ball in the water. And I walk down there, and it's old Chubbs Peterson from fucking Happy Gilmore. And there's the alligator, like, right there up. So I'm like, I ran the other way. Like, first time I've ever seen one. They're scary reptiles, man. You don't want to fuck with the gator.
Did you get his eye? He's got
Hey, Chubbs, you know who got your hand? I got his eye. I'm playing for Chubbs. But alligators are scary, man. So be careful down there, Ops. Be careful.
Yeah, no, I'm good. When you walk out, there's a little bit of crabs running around. You got to be careful for those.
Well, I've been trying to dodge crabs my whole career, fellow. I've been trying to dodge them my whole career.
Yeah, these little hermit crabs, but be careful. They might sneak up your leg right into your shorts.
Right, your ball sack.
And then, but, you know, I haven't seen snakes.
Oh.
It's been a nice treat, bud. This is a great place. You're going to love it here when things are settled down. We can play 18 holes, have some cocktails after, eat good food.
How's the humidity? Is it sticky down there? Break out the monkey bump?
No, it was early. This is not raining season, so it doesn't really rain. So you're here in basically dry. It's dry heat. It's nice.
It's okay. It's a dry heat. That's awesome. Uppy's World. Party time. Costa Rica. Stay away from the
gators.
Stay away from the gators, my man. Updog, speaking of a dry heat, out in the desert, I could get used to that lifestyle, fella. I wish I scored a few more fucking goals so I could have a house out there at El Dorado with Shanny and Benny Mac. But listen, I got to give some love to this place, The Nest. If you're ever in Palm Springs, fellas, you got to go check out The Nest. The live music, Updog, I don't know this gentleman's name, but Uppy, for 2 hours straight on the keyboard, he played banger after banger after banger. I mean, sing-along after sing-along, man. Is there anything better than live music? That's where I'm going with this. Is there anything better than just sitting there, drinking old fashions, listening to good live music?
Absolutely not. Especially if you get like the Fact Daddy up there. Play a little Fiddler's Elbow. Well, how are you? Listen, live music, as you well know, you and I, we both love live concerts, live events. But if you go into a bar with everyone just kind of in that right zone, right mood. And by the way, The Nest, staple spot in Palm Springs. It may be the only spot to go, but then you walk in there, you might run into like your grandpa and your grandma just tiptoeing on the dance floor. It's an eclectic crowd ranging from 75 till about 25.
Yeah, I had this old boy standing beside me at my table. Shout out to Rich Howell. Got me a nice reservation right on the dance floor. Rich Howell, you're a beauty. This old boy, I don't know how he kept an eye on McKenna because his back was towards me. But the first time McKenna got up to go to the bathroom, he goes, "You're going to let her walk this gauntlet alone?" I go, "Fella, wherever she goes, she walks the gauntlet." I go, this is probably as safe as any for me. But I'm like, how did you even know you've had my back to me the whole night? He goes, what did he say? I got eyes everywhere. He said, "This is my first time in here. I'm from Vancouver." I said, "No shit." I go, "I'm Canadian myself. I live in Newport Beach. What do you think of this place?" And that's what he said. He said, I can't believe there's people from 21 to my age. It was Easter weekend, so some of the rich kids were out at their parents' house in the desert, so they were rocking and rolling. The old boys from Canada were rocking and rolling. We were rocking and rolling. It's just such a cool vibe.
Yeah. I think there's a market for another a couple more bars in Palm Springs, because you're right. It's a place, springtime, Coachella, Stagecoach, the tennis tournament that just happened. It's got like events going on. The new Firebirds, you got Seattle Kraken's minor league team there. There's a lot going on in the desert, and there's really only one spot to go have beers, and that's it. And I mean, maybe that makes it great, but you feel like there's got to be a little bit more space for moving around. It's a small spot. Did you see Dottie, the owner?
Yeah, she's the one that dialed me in. But when we left, I mean, there was a lineup around the fucking bend. Like, those people must have been waiting an hour to get in there. It was crazy. Totally. I couldn't believe the lineup.
Hey, have you checked out? Did you go to Nobu there at the tennis stadium?
I have been there, but not this trip. But I have been there.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, what a treat. I mean, what a great venue is that tennis stadium they built there. And then you got that nice dialed in Nobu patio, looks over the court. It's badass.
Yeah, John Daly was in there singing, performing. I mean, he was singing Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door, a few other ones. I mean, it's just a very cool place. And anytime you can see John Daly in there doing live, I mean, that's unreal.
See, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a perfect place. But I would just like to see how many cigarettes he'd be smoking up there. What kind of, maybe what kind of drinking he'd be doing?
A lot of both.
Yeah, a lot of both. Yeah,
he's on the PA prod toll. He can't just have one smoke. He's got to have 50. Updog, MLB started this week. For you guys out there who want to draft Kings, I think he's the favorite right now to win the MVP, but still I'm not sure what his odds are. But all my baseball buddies, PJ McKegg, Joe DeMarco, they're talking Juan Soto, Updog. He's sitting in front of Judge. He's sitting at Yankee Stadium. He's had an unbelievable spring. He's tearing the cover off the ball. So if you're looking for a good futures bet, I guess I could look it up right here.
I mean, and who doesn't like a one-year, $31 million contract with the Yankees just to bring you right into free agency? How are you?
Right?
This guy's bound to have a season. You know he is. But he's small. He's just a power machine. He hits the ball like Sammy Sosa used to hit it back in the day.
He's plus 425 on DraftKings right now to win the MVP. Judge is plus 700. But everyone thinks he's just going to have a monster year. And that's another great point by you, Updog, on a one-year deal. Motivated. So I'm going to tickle Juan Soto for AL MVP plus 425.
Yeah, motivated. You know he's going to play hurt. He's not going to sit out.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of things that go into the mindset of an athlete on his last year of his deal going into, these baseball contracts, bro. I mean, wow. If you could just dial it in, and it's hard because living in New York, you get that springtime. Like right now, New York City is just starting to buzz. Tough to really keep, you want to go out and have some beers at Due West, hit West Village, but you got to go hit home runs the next day. Like, it's tricky, but man, is there money on the other side of this thing. There's some Brinks trucks to be backed up. So this guy, expect the best out of this fella.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good bet for you boys out there that are looking for some futures bets in MLB. My Blue Jays, we got no hit last night, ups by the Astros. By their fifth starter. Yeah, they no-hit us. We lost 10-0. So we're 4-5 to start the year, I believe. I think it's going to be a long year for the Jays. I've been texting with Loops over in Japan or Thailand or Singapore, wherever he is now. It's going to be a long year. But listen, Justin Turner, veteran guy. That's my guy this year. I lost Chappie. I watched the Dodgers play last night against the Giants. Chappie, I love you. God, I miss seeing you in that Blue Jays uniform. But Justin Turner, veteran guy, takes good at-bats. That's who I'm cheering for this year, Updog. Justin Turner is going to be my guy.
What's he playing? What position's Turner?
He plays third base. I think he's playing three back for Chappie. I don't even know. He DHs a bit. He plays all over the place. I think he's probably DHing mostly is what I would think.
Awesome.
I don't really watch
one
game.
As far as gambling on baseball, is there a team right now that you're trying to run start the season off? Who is the team right now to buzz through like some money line bets to start the season? Who's going to gain that first seed race?
That's a great question. I was texting with some of the boys. If I bet the Dodgers every game this year, the Dodgers over under this year is 103 wins. So there's 162 games. If you bet the Dodgers every game, you're going to get stung eventually on like a minus fucking 400 or something, which I'm going to get to in our DraftKings bets. But I think if you bet the Dodgers this year, Updog, with their lineup, I think you will come out on the right side of it. They are just an absolute. I mean, their lineup 1 through 9 is insane. They just gave Will Smith, their catcher, 10 years, 140 bananas. I mean, they're spending money like drunken sailors. I mean, if they don't win this year, like, I think the Dodgers, to answer your question.
Well, I like that because I'm looking for a W. These damn, we're going to get into it. These bad beats have been taken.
Yo, so I want to talk to you about the Final Four March Madness. I've been watching a little bit of it. Listen, I wish I would have picked this UConn team because they are just good. They are just big. They're long. I mean, they're championship pedigree from last year. I don't see anyone beating these guys. The Final Four this weekend is in Phoenix, your old stomping grounds. I'm going to be in Vegas for the fights. I'm going to bet some stuff there. But I thought it's been good. You've been catching any of it down there in Costa Rica. But this UConn team, I don't think anyone's beating them.
Buddy, you know what? I caught it on the weekend. I missed the Purdue game. I wanted to take Purdue. They are beasts. That one guy they have in the center, that guy,
he's Canadian.
He's a monster.
He's Canadian.
He broke his all-time high in points in that game. And then the next game, you know what? I took, it was a Duke as the favorite.
Yeah, they lost to NC State.
They lost to NC State, and I bet both ways. I took Duke money line, and I took NC State at +8. I bought it up, thinking, like, let's just kind of get right in the middle. I thought it'd be a close game with Duke maybe coming out on top, and then I just, you know, it was just a barn burner in the second half. But it's been so far a good tournament. Do you know who's leading our Hall Pass tournament bracket right now? Have I been out of it for
a while? Not you. Not you or me, fella. I took KU. I got it right here, actually. Up dog, you are in dead fucking last.
Loophole's attaboy. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Loophole's in 12th. Jordan right now is leading, but he had North Carolina to win. I would say Sergio, he's got UConn. He's okay. He's got 124 points. Jordan's got 146. No, Sergio cannot catch him. Listen, Kyle cannot catch him. Sammy. If Purdue wins, Sammy wins. She's got 100, so
you know,
projected 169.
You know what we
got
to do, though, for to make this all even, because we're in a basketball little office there, is we got to make all them go on the $50 bracket for the NHL when the NHL playoffs get set up, because I think we're just on we're on the wrong side of it here, bud. I don't think college basketball is our bread and butter.
No, it's a crapshoot too, man. I love this, and I love this North Carolina State team too. The big boy they got down the middle, he's built like me. They're talking on ESPN that he could be an offensive lineman in the NFL if he wanted to, because he's got such good feet, such good hands. They're like, this guy could be an offensive lineman if he wanted to. I'm cheering for them. I hope they can find a way to get it done. But I just, from what I've watched, and I'm no basketball expert, but that UConn team, Lank,
yeah,
just good. And their coach seems like he's got that swagger of like, we know we're good.
Yeah, it's really the only time I got to tell you. It's the only time I enjoy watching basketball. I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that say this.
Don't feel bad about that.
But it's great. It's great TV. They do a great job. These kids are playing their balls off, and you just got to appreciate it.
I mean, Pat McAfee admitted, he's like, I don't watch any college hoops till March Madness. So if McAfee's not watching it, then don't feel bad, because he's the biggest star in the game. So. And last but not least, Updog, I know you're busy, but for people out there that are looking for a good movie, One Love with Bob Marley, I forgot how good his music was, man. Listen, I watched it the night before I left for the desert, and then my whole drive out, the 2-hour drive, I listened to Bob Marley the whole time. Updog, I was so happy, and I wanted to smoke weed so bad, but like, just his tunes. If you're looking for a little uplifting out there, fellas, The Dog Days is up, he calls it. Throw on some Bob Marley, maybe hit the weed pen. But this movie, One Love, is unbelievable. I forgot how many bangers he has. And they say in the movie that he's, I don't know if this is true or not, Ups, but that he smoked a pound of weed a day. Can that be accurate? That seems like a lot.
I don't know. To be that good and to, you know, carry a nation on your sleeve, right? Like to carry like a movement on his back. He can't be that high the whole time, are you? But I mean, Jamaica, like...
Jamaicans
love weed. I mean, they produce weed. They love weed. They've always been known for like big blunts. So
that's all.
Maybe it's true.
That's all they smoke.
His music is incredible.
Incredible. Jobbing.
Buffalo Soldier. Did they have? What was the one song that stood out to you in the movie that was like the perfect song for the perfect part of the movie? That was like,
we jobbing. That one's unbelievable. I mean, they play Buffalo Soldier. One Love. all his tunes, dude. You forgot how many bangers he had. And like you said, his movement, man. He brought, you know, they show in the movie, he does a concert back in Jamaica where he has literally, you know, much like what's going on in this country right now, two people that hate each other, and he got them up on stage to basically bring Jamaica together. That's what Bob Marley did. It was crazy, man. And he was amazing. And he was stoned the whole time he did it. God bless him. God bless him.
Well, listen, maybe this is the right time for this movie to come out. Maybe it'll touch, you know, the people on that side and the other side and just bring everyone together.
I'll tell you what, a little puff of the weed pen will go a long way. I was hitting Mac Miller's weed pen this weekend, you know, before dinner. And besides, it makes you eat like a goddamn truck. Other than that, it makes life pretty good, right? You're just like, just chilling. It's nice. It's nice. So up dog, my man, the Bat Blue.
Fellas out there, lots of things are better together, as we know, like playoff hockey or barbecuing with your boys,
teeing it up, going to music festivals. Everything is better with Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we.
Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA in Buffalo, New York.
Dog, we'll be right back here at Missing Curfew. Welcome back to Missing Curfew. Up, dog.
Oh.
The Missing Curfew dog of the week, fella. It goes to our boy, the Worm, Corey Perry. 1,300 games in the NHL, buddy. We all know what Perry's
crazy
playing for the Oilers. 1,300 games. And the reason I wanted to give him the dog of the week, and you know, you're crediting this too because you changed the way you played. Corey Perry scored 50 goals and won a Hart Trophy. Now he's playing on the third line for the Edmonton Oilers, fighting the 6'7" defenseman from Winnipeg, Sandberg, I think his name is. He's doing whatever it takes to stay in the league. He has playoff success. He loves the game. If I had his bank account, he's made over $100 million. He's won a Stanley Cup. I wouldn't be in Edmonton playing on the third line. I would be maybe down where you are, or I would be in Chileno Bay, or I would be anywhere but Edmonton. For Paris to keep doing it, he's an ultimate pro. He's a team guy. He's a glue guy, an up dog. That's why he's the dog of the week, fella.
He's our roof, roof, howler monkey of the week.
Yeah.
No, listen, buddy, I admire guys like this. I obviously was in that kind of sort of position before where I would do whatever I could to make another team, you know, to stretch out the career just one more time for a chance to win a Stanley Cup. And I think you just touched on it. Like, he's got one. He's got a Hart Trophy. He's won the league scoring before. He's done basically everything there that you could do. He's won a gold medal for Team Canada. Every accolade in hockey that you could possibly think of, Corey Perry's done it. And he's still putting himself in a position to be our dog of the week because he's battling his nuts off and he's freezing his nuts off at Edmonton just for one last push with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the whole fucking country of Canada on their back to finally get like a Stanley Cup in that country. And he's doing it for minimum bucks. And I love it. If I was still in his spot, if I had his shoes right now and I had a chance to play with Connor, a chance to score a big goal in the playoffs that meant a lot again, because when you leave, you can't find those goals again. You find them in your dreams. You find them in the back of a pickup truck. That's it, right? So now he's still holding on to what he knows and what he loves, and we respect it, and the hockey world respects it, and fucking A, Paris.
Yeah, listen, if he could go in there and help Connor McDavid and Drysdale get over the hump, and then, like, imagine they won one, and he goes to McDavid. See, fella, don't worry. I told you I'd get you the cup. That would be a good feeling. However, today, if it started today, Vegas Oilers, round one, Oilers home ice, Thomas Hurdle's back on the ice skating. I don't know where Stone is. I'm just saying, how rewarding would that be? Here you go. You get Vegas in the opening round. It's just like,
you got to knock them off eventually. And, you know, there's some good teams. There's some good big teams, as we know, in the West. So whether you play LA first, you play, you know, Colorado first, whoever the hell you got who's going to try to get in your way, you got to beat them. The West is tough, man. The West is going to be a bloodbath, a big battlegrounds, and we can't wait to see that.
Yeah, listen to this resume for Paris. 427 goals, 901 points. I love this one. 1,424 penalty minutes, 2011 Hart Trophy, 2011 Rocket Richard, 2007 Stanley Cup champ, and a gold medalist in 2010-2014. Like, how are you? The real question is he a Hall of Famer, I guess? That would be his final. To me, he is, but he doesn't have 500 goals or 1,000 points, and those are kind of the, you know, benchmarks up.
Yeah.
But he's won everything.
Well, they are, but this era is different than any other era. Like before, it's changed. It kind of the era Corey Perry has found himself in isn't one of scoring goals is easy, you know. And not saying it completely is easy now, but the game has changed. They're you know, they want to produce more goals. And then back in the fucking 80s, in the early 90s, you know, there was only a few offensive guys on each team that got all the points and scored a ton of goals. And those guys, you know, those guys are in, but the Jeremy Roenicks of the world, still not in. The Alexander McGillneys of the world, still not in. So, and they've got 500 goals. So it'll be interesting to see. And we hate playing this game. I know you hate
it. I just suck at it.
As far as we think, Corey Perry is in our missing curfew Hall of Fame. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, and I think Big Walt Kachuk should be in there too, just because I love him now. But I mean, his numbers are it's tough, man. I mean, we're talking the Hall of Fame. It's a tough game to play, but Paris Worm, congratulations. Dog of the week. Up dog, DraftKings, baby. We're just talking bets. Listen, we're past the dog days for these bad teams. But listen, the other night, it was your lock of the night. The Oilers and Ducks, this is the biggest line I've seen all year. -610 on DraftKings. And the puck line was 2.5, which both covered. I've seen a couple puck lines with the Ducks. The other night against Vancouver, they were +2.5. That is crazy to spot a team 2.5 goals. I don't care how bad you are, right? But listen, Ups, I took it in a parlay with my lock of the week. And then last minute, bro, I hammered it. I hammered it -610. And I text you. I said, Uppy, I hammered it. If I lose, don't tell anyone because it's fucking embarrassing. And Uppy, it couldn't have been the better. Before I even looked at my phone, before I even put it on my phone, it was 3-0 Oilers. I'm like, here we go. I should have put $1 million on this game. This is over.
I mean, it's tricky, bud. It's tricky. I'm searching for one right now. I look at these lines and these games, and it's like trying to learn fucking a new language. I'm like, oh, you know when you just can't feel it? You had a good – I should have came to Costa Rica going, you know what, just lay off, you know, the DK app for now. Like, just start to just – focus on the stretch run of hockey. Like, don't worry about it exactly right now because you haven't seen some of the highlights, you know. And then, of course, I just jump in, and I got stuck on the bad side of it. But, you know, the Oilers, that's my lock of the week. And my record's kind of getting into a nice little sweet spot there come down the stretch.
It happened to me last week, too. I've had a decent year for hockey. I'm not going to lie. I've been hanging tough. But you should look at gambling as entertainment, fellas. That's if you're trying to get rich gambling, it's not going to happen. If you want it for entertainment purposes, you know, have some fun, it makes the game more interesting. That's what you do at DraftKings, and that's what makes DraftKings awesome because they have so many great prop bets and cool bets. You don't need to, you know, lay what I'm laying on these hockey games. But it happened to me. I Montreal going into Colorado -410, and Montembeau, that goalie for the Canadiens is I mean, he's legit. He is legit number one material. Marty St. Louis was back on the bench, and I had a bad feeling, but I just said, I gotta take them. I've been taking them all year at home. They're the best team at home, and they lost 2-1. And then I took the Devils because I didn't think Jack Hughes was playing. Somebody tweeted out that he wasn't playing. Jack Hughes was playing. The Leafs got smoked, and I think I lost another one that night. But it happened, Uppy. I took it on the chin last week on a Tuesday night. It just all my hard work. Down the drain in one night. One night.
I know, and it was Jack Hughes that game that stuck it to you, too. Two goals in the third period. I mean, he was just buzzing. It was some girl reporter for New Jersey that put in this random name in Jack Hughes' spot. And remember we looked at it, we're like, who is this kid? Like, Jack Hughes isn't on this, but this is like a – and then we didn't bother to even maybe research it as in this is maybe her nickname for the guy, or it's just like –
I don't know.
It was out in the universe to fuck with us is what it was.
Totally. And I text P.A. Pronto. I go, yo, Hughes is out. Take the Leafs. And then I didn't even look at the Leafs lineup. Edmondson was hurt. Edmondson's hurt again, which is, you know, for me was huge. I mean, the back end, they had no Morgan Riley, no Edmondson. I'm like, the Leafs have no chance. And the Devils just put it right to them. But anyway, so big lines out there. That one made me laugh up, dog, because it was your lock of the night. And we said on Missing Career, if you're like, that's going to be tickling -600. That is the biggest line that I've seen thus far. So there's some money to be had, though. If you got the balls down the stretch here, I mean, the Ducks have won 2 of their last 20. So if you've been betting against the Ducks, you've been making some money. But you got to give your balls a real big tug up, dog. So, get this guy a beer. Presented by Labatt Blue, the Prestige Pilsner. Enjoy your beers together so we can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Speaking of Buffalo, New York, shout out to the Heat Daddy and Big J Swish. They went into Buffalo, and I don't know where they were, but they had a time. I mean, they posted something of them laying, sleeping on the Buffalo airport. I'm like, fella, you might need a Z-Pack after laying on that airport. Or that's what he said. He goes, I'm going to need a Z-Pack after sleeping on that. They went in there and lit up Buffalo up, dog.
That is impressive. I saw the highlights. I mean, the crowd looked great. Shout out to all those boys who show up to that. Those guys are funny, man. And we got to collab with those boys again. I mean, they do such great stuff. They're basically comedy acts with a little flavor for the game.
They are.
And it's nice to see them going to activate our spots like Buffalo, which Labatt Blue has been such a great sponsor. And that's, we got to find a little tour stop in the summer for them.
Jay Swish had an O'Reilly Buffalo jersey, turned around the other way, so it said O'Reilly on the front. He had a helmet and a tinted visor on. And the Heat Daddy, I don't even know what he was wearing. And they had the batting gloves on. I mean, these guys are dedicated to the craft. I mean, I will say this about those two boys. Their work ethic is as high as anyone in the game right now. They put out more content. They do more shit. And they're going to get rewarded. But get this guy a beer. Up, dog. It's going to start with me. I'm going to do the whole New York Rangers Hockey Club. Battling out for the President's Trophy, leading the Metro Division. I want to give some love to the Breadman. 108 points this year. He's been unbelievable. Get him a Labatt Blue. Jonathan Quick, winningest goalie in USA history. 392 wins, moves past Ryan Miller. Kings should have never got rid of him. Peter Laviolette, the whole New York Rangers team. Nobody saw this coming up, dog. Get that whole team a Labatt Blue. And MSG is going to be rocking come playoff time that first round. They're not going to be an easy out, man. Their back end, they're big, they're long, their D are really, really good.
Hottest team in the league right there, New York Rangers. They're chasing that President's Cup. Get this guy a beer, Josh Doan. Man, I remember when this kid was just young and just playing mini sticks in our dressing room in Phoenix. But shout out to Shane Doan. What a good hockey dad. Josh's son scoring two goals in his NHL debut at home, in front of his home crowd, in front of his family. Donor in the suite at Mullet Arena. He's got two goals, three assists, and 5 points in three games thus far. The first Coyotes player to ever record 3 points in his first games in the NHL. His first three games. So shout out to him, man. He's playing good and a hometown kid. He plays a lot like his dad. Looks like him out there. Same hair, same style. His dad was a beast, man. His dad was a beast.
His dad was so strong down low. And, like, if you try to take a run at Shane Doan, like, you better bend your knees. And Doaner's another guy. If you got him pissed off, he could chuck him with the best of them. But I just thought the whole thing was unbelievable. They have after the game, on Bally Sports or whatever it is with Tyson Nash and the boys. Shane's up there, has the puck, gives it to his son. Like you said, they're in the suite. I don't know who the beauty was that took his tarp off up in the suite. One of Donor's
that
buddies.
That big boy, he was jacked.
Just takes the tarp off. He's having a time. I mean, I don't have kids up here. I was thinking of you or maybe my nephews, but, you know, it's different when it's your kids. You know, how much of Shane Doan's had some cool feelings in his career, but how that one looked like it might have been, if you asked him, maybe his best feeling. Like, he looked the happiest I've ever seen him look, really, man. It was crazy. It was awesome.
Obi, you're exactly right, man. There's a feeling that I don't know yet. I know it when I see my kid just bounce around and do something funny and laugh. But, man, the pride in knowing all the hard work that you and your wife and you and your mom, have put in for your kid. And then, like, the effort of the kid and watching him sweat and get hurt and come and win championships and work hard with his brothers and sisters. It's an amazing feeling. And Doaner's been a great dad. Like you said, he's played the right way. He's won, but there's no better feeling for him than watching his kid probably put on that jersey. The only jersey that you were ever donned in, you were the captain, the most captainized in franchise history. It's got to be a special feeling for him and his wife. So
it's awesome. And the whole thing's awesome. It's good for the Coyotes. Get those boys in the Labatt Blue.
Roman Josi. Wow, is this guy on an absolute tear, and so is his team, the Nashville Predators. 76 points for the Preds this year. Listen, Roman Josi, what he's been doing lately is Norris candidate material. 19 goals, 57 apples this year so far. Scored a big overtime goal to continue that streak against Vegas last Thursday. But, buddy, you as a D-man, you got to be like, he is pushing Makar for, you know, what's the best, arguably like the best defenseman of the year so far, but his stats are there. What he's doing for his team is putting him up top in the talks. But Roman Josi, get this guy a damn beer.
Get him a Labatt Blue. He's got good hair, good style. He's a great guy. Listen, he's trying to backdoor the Norris is what he's trying to do. And listen, absolutely, I think Kale Makar is the best defenseman in the game. I think everyone can agree with that. I think Quinn Hughes right now would probably get the votes for Norris just because Vancouver is ahead of him in the standings. But Roman Josi, man, listen, what they're doing in Nashville, he's a big part of it. The Fact Daddy, Forsberg, Nyquist. Listen, I've been watching Nashville lately, last couple weeks. I don't see many holes in their game, and I want to give some love to another guy, Luke Shen. You know, a guy who I said probably should have been, I thought would be out of the league 5 to 10 years ago or whatever, 5 years ago. Been watching him play the last couple weeks. Big, strong, protecting the front of the net. And then they got Saros between the pipes. I would want to play him. I would not want to play him. And Roman Josi is leading the charge. So get him a Labatt Blue. And then a friend of the show, a kid that doesn't mind taking his tarp off. And if I had a chiseled chest like this guy, I'd take my tarp off too. Chase DeLeo. Chaser, all-time points leader for the San Diego Gulls. I love this kid. I told him years ago I thought he should be playing in Europe. San Diego's not a bad place to go. He's a guy uppie that had all the tools to play in the NHL and just didn't get that bounce, right? We all need that bounce. But for him to be the leading goal scorer of the San Diego Gulls, Chase DeLeo, get this guy Labatt Blue. He's a great kid, and he's an NHLer off the ice, that's for sure, ups.
Well, no shit. Like, look at this boy. He's been, you know, we've known him for 12 years now. He's been the 19-year-old kid that showed up to summer skates with us and then would come to our beach parties, show up in little board shorts, just absolutely jacked, coming from 2 workouts a day. I mean, had all the tools in the tool shed. Just couldn't really master the one to get him to the NHL. Like, really, like, he could skate, he could shoot, he could, you know, he didn't have to come off the ice. He looked good. He looked like a National Leaguer. He just couldn't really put it together. But I'm proud of him. He stuck with it. The San Diego Gulls and the Ducks, they've been lucky to have this kid on their, you know, in their franchise for this long. But, you know, shout out to you, Chaser, man. That's a great feat. San Diego, not a bad spot to spend some time in the minors.
I spent a year down there. It's a real good place if you're just not focusing on hockey like I was that year. It was unbelievable. But listen, he's great off the ice, too. He's the captain of the hockey club. He does a lot of stuff for the San Diego Gulls off the ice. He's a great kid. I just remember when he had a great camp. He had a great camp. He got hurt at the end of training camp. And obviously, they had to send him down or whatever. He went on IR. But he had a good camp. He was knocking on the door. I just remember when he signed with the Ducks, we were skating at that old shitty Anaheim ice. And I pull in the old parking lot there, and I'm behind me, there's this big, massive, sick Hummer. I'm like, oh, fuck, I wonder who this is. Pull in, Chase DeLeo gets out. And this is when Randy Carlisle was the coach of the Ducks. I go, hey, if Randy Carlisle sees you getting out of that Hummer, whatever chance you have of this team, of making this team, it goes down to 0%. Like, he'll send you down just because you drive a nice car. Like, I don't know what else you got back home, but leave the Hummer at home, fella. I remember.
No, that's good advice. You know, there was probably 60% of coaches, buddy, would be the exact same way in the NHL. A young kid comes in, whether he's your first rounder and got all the money in the world, or you come from a great family, you got good tasting cars. If you show up to training camp in one of those, you're done.
I know. And it's just like such an old school mentality. I remember my rookie year, shout out to John Paradise. John Paradise hooked me up with this old BMW 5 Series. It was the worst car in the lot times a million. So I wait till the new year, Uppy. They finally tell me to get a place. I go out and get the new Escalade truck. First fucking day I drive into the rink, Randy finds out. He's like, oh, you're getting pretty comfortable here, huh? Bought yourself a new car? I'm like, yeah, I bought a car. I mean, what was I playing in the NHL? Am I not supposed to buy a fucking car here, coach, or what? But first day, he knew it. He's like, getting pretty comfortable here, Obes. Getting pretty comfortable. I'm like, I wasn't supposed to buy a car or what? Maybe I shouldn't have got the 24s on today, Ups. I should have left the 24s off it, maybe, huh?
24s is, that's loud. I got to tell you. If they're spinning, I don't know. Leave your skates at home. If those 24 spinners are showed up on that Escalade, buddy, pulling into the Honda Center, it ain't perfect.
Yeah, that was probably...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
24s. They weren't spinning, but they were shining up. They were shining. Last but not least here, I get this guy, Labatt Blue. Sid the Kid. Feels like we're talking about him every week. Up, dog. 19th straight season with a point a game. There's one other guy to do that. It's your boy, Wayne Gretzky. Crosby and Gretzky are the only guys to go 19 consecutive years, with a point a game. Connor McDavid will be on that list in another however many years till 19. But Sid, good on you. They're battling uppy. They're hanging tough. I mean, they're not going to get in, but they're not quitting. And Sid's been unbelievable.
Absolutely, man. And what better guy, the generational guy that Sidney Crosby's been for our game since you and I have been in the league. But you know, to tie Wayne Gretzky in anything, the fact that there's two guys in our era right now chasing the greatest hockey player and his, you know, his records and chasing those down right now is a spectacle. It's a treat. And Sidney Crosby, well-deserved. So get him a Labatt Blue Light.
I mean, it's crazy. 19 straight seasons. I mean, yeah, talking about nuts. McDavid, do you see last night they're playing the Blues? It's 2-1. Blues are hanging on for dear life. I've been there. You know what ups you're just trying to hang on? McDavid gets the puck in the corner. Dude, the backdoor sauce to Draisaitl. Bitter was just like, I mean, it was just so nasty. It was just so nasty. Like, and yeah. Then Uppy, with no time left on the clock, he gets the puck, does a little dangle, backhand sauce to Ekholm from the ladies' tees. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's doing. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's at a speed that no one's ever played the game at, with a thought process faster than, you know, Google's new AI that they have. It's the frequency of Connor McDavid's game is wild. And it's a spectacle to watch. I can't wait to catch these guys in the playoffs live somewhere, Obes. I hope it's maybe Vegas or L.A., but, you know, playoff time just around the corner. McDavid, you got to expect he elevates his game to another level. He's 1 point back right now currently in the scoring race, so wow.
Fuck,
wow.
He's trying to fuck me on my McKinnon future bet for the heart. He's trying to take my plus 650 or plus 750 right out of my hands. He's going to win the Art Ross.
I know he is. It's nuts. Yeah, it's nuts.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Is 70 goals still attainable for Austin Matthews? And if so, does he have a chance at the heart?
He's got 62 goals and he's got 8 games left. Fuck yeah, he can get it. Yeah. But he's still not going to win. He's still not going to win the heart, I don't think. Maybe 70 will do it. 70 might do it. 70 might do it.
70 goals, yeah.
I mean, just the pace McDavid's been on, dude. Like, in November, I know, when they fired their coach, he was like 80th in scoring in the league. Maybe not 80th. That might be. I saw it the other day. It was crazy. And now he's got 20 points in his last 5 games or something. 20. Connor, slow down, man. I want McKinnon to win the Hart Trophy here.
I know. Just keep it between the lines. Like, your team's getting in now. Now you focus on, you know, you don't want to be lingering injuries from skating too goddamn fast in the playoffs here.
Listen, they got a game in hand on the Canucks, and they're 5 points back in the Pacific. They're not done trying to chase down the Canucks. I can tell you that for free, too.
Yeah, so. That's true. Very true.
It's milk carton time up, dog, and we're sticking with the Colorado Avalanche. Alex Georgiev, I'm putting him on the milk carton because I want him to get a milk carton bump, like TJ Brody. I throw Brody on the milk carton. He looks like Bobby Orr since he's been back from a healthy scratch. I don't know what Brody is eating. Looks like Bobby Orr. Last night, around the net, backdoor to Matthews. Cost me. I had the Panthers. He cost me whatever. But listen, Georgiev hasn't been good enough. Their backup goalie, I'm not going to try to butcher his name up, dog. They call him Juice. He's a big boy. They just gave him an extension. He's 4-1. Listen, I'm glad they got a good backup because Georgiev hasn't been the guy that I thought he was going to be. I need him to bounce back. I got my money on the Avs, so I'm putting him on the milk carton up, dog, because he hasn't quite been good enough for me.
St. Louis Blues. -330 at home against the San Jose Sharks on the weekend. You're 3 points back of the LA Kings in the last wildcard spot. It's do or die time, and you lay an egg. You lose 4-0. St. Louis Blues, you cost me big time. You cost me a parlay. I had tied in my lock of the week, you know, at the Edmonton Oilers, minus 610. I added the St. Louis Blues thinking this was a lock, and they lay an egg for me. So you boys, you're on the milk carton. You came out and cost me again last night against the Edmonton Oilers, beating them in overtime. So you screwed me. I got caught in the middle with my tail between my legs. But listen, St. Louis Blues, listen, I know, get your stuff together. It's important. What, you got 8 games left, fella?
Yeah.
You got to put the games together. The points are crucial. You got to find a way to get in these overtime games, get those extra points, because it's do or die.
Yeah, listen, a big statement win for them last night against the Oilers, but Updog, you can't lose that hockey game. They're going to miss the playoffs. In my opinion, and that game is maybe the reason why. You cannot lose at home to the San Jose Sharks, although they have been playing hard down the stretch, credit to the character in that dressing room. Can't lose that hockey game. Happened to me back in my first year in Colorado. Columbus came in twice in the last month and spanked us at home, cost us the playoffs. They are not going to get in because of that game. Up, I had a great Saturday. I had the Florida Panthers. I had the Oilers. I had the Avalanche. And then I was thinking about getting greedy, eh? I saw the St. Louis Blues at minus 330, and I had it punched in. And then I went, they're not a good enough hockey club to ever be minus 330. I don't give a fuck who they're playing. And it just felt like that trap game to me. I almost took Sharks getting a goal and a half, but I just stayed off it. But I did not think they would lose 4-0 up. So that was they showed some character bouncing back, but that is milk carton city. I love the organization. I think that game there is going to be one of the reasons they don't get in. And Princey's
I will say this, yep, one more thing, though. They do come through the West. So I don't know. Well, what are they back? Because they come through San Jose, Anaheim, next Saturday, Sunday. So you got to think those are 4 points. Maybe don't count them out just as of yet.
They're 3 points behind the Kings, and the Kings got a game in hand.
Gotcha. But they play L.A. They'll play L.A. next week. It's a huge, huge game. It's the biggest road trip they'll have of the year. Got to collect the 2 points against San Jose and Anaheim, and then you're going to go into L.A. on a game that's going to mean so much to get in.
I hope they prove me wrong. I would love to see the St. Louis Blues get in there. I love Schenner, Kevin Hayes. I love all their veteran guys. I hope they prove me wrong, Updog. I just think that losing that game at home, to me, not good. Princey's got a milk carton here. Alex Tuck versus Bobby McMahon. He's calling it a good old-fashioned pillow fight. For that reason, boys, you're on the milk carton. I didn't see it. What were they, just let their gloves on, throwing it just straight?
Oh, it was bad. It was. They were dancing around. They kept the gloves on. They fell a little bit. They got back up. At no point in time did any one of them want to beat the head in of the other guy. And you and I know, but what are we doing here? There's got to be a time and place where you throw down and you just do it for your team. You do it for the fans. You might not want to, but it just keep the gloves.
You got to drop
the gloves. Just loosen them up a little bit.
You got to drop the gloves.
Got to drop them.
If you're going to get into a scrum at the end of the game and square off, I didn't see it, like I said, but from what you're telling me and what Princey's saying, not perfect. So that was the milk carton up, dog. Back up the Brinks truck. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up. Listen, I want to give this guy some love. Simone Bennett played out here for Anaheim. When he first played for the Ducks, I'm like, this guy's in the wrong league. I think he needs to go back down for a little more seasoning. Got traded to Toronto. He's big. He's got a good stick. He plays physical. 3 years, 1.35. I'm happy for this guy, Updog. Anytime I can see a defenseman that worked his way to the league and now finally gets that 3-year deal, I'm happy for him. And he's going to be important for the Maple Leafs come playoff time because he brings that physical. Him and your boy Edmondson are going to be huge for the Leafs.
Absolutely. No, this is anytime a guy gets rewarded for coming in and doing the job that no one else wants to do, and that's been the case here in you know, Leafs land. It's like, come on, boys, someone's got to take the reins and play that hard style, block the shots, lay your body on the line, hit guys, play physical. It's been something they've been lacking. So well earned, and you've been watching the Leafs down the stretch. This is what this team needs. They got to size up against the big boys in the East and find a way to beat the Hurricanes, the Boston Bruins, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the teams that have gotten the Florida Panthers, that have gotten the better of the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs. And these guys, like Simone Bennett, those guys, that's the pedigree they need.
He blocked shots. He blocked one off his face last night against Florida. Literally hit him right in the face, and he finished his shift and then changed. I was like, fuck, I mean, let the goalie stop that one. Samsonov's like 15-2 since he's came back from getting sent to the jungle. I don't know what's going on with the Leafs, man. I watch them play one night. I think they're shit. Then I watch them beat down the Panthers last night. I think if they get healthy with Edmondson and Gio and Simone Bennett and Samsonov can kick, I don't know what to think about the Leafs ups. I don't know. I mean, they've been inconsistent all regular season, but are they built more for playoff hockey? Bertuzzi, we've ripped him all year. He's got 19 goals now since they put him up there with Domi and Matthews. I don't know what to expect from the Leafs ups. I really don't. I don't know what they're going to be. To me, they feel like they're more built for playoffs. We'll see what happens, though.
You and everyone else in Leafland, I think they're all waiting to see kind of one puck drop happens. You know, does the Nylanders of the world, does the Massey of the world, do they elevate their game? Does Marner, you know, play physical? Does Domi, you know, find a way to get a scoring touch back? It's all kind of the question marks of, is this the team and will this be the year? Because it's been the last, 10, 15 years that we've seen the Toronto Maple Leafs with great teams go into the playoffs and just really just fall on the wrong side of things.
Yeah, they've been costing me money all year, to be honest with you. I've been betting against them, and they've been kind of sticking it right up my hoop. So, anyways, we'll see. Congrats to him. Around the National League, up dog. What a league. You touched on the LA Kings. Stoli, baby, I was watching the telecast last night. He's looking good. I had a nice, like, kind of cranberry tie on.
Yeah.
Cranberry tie with the white shirt and the gray. It popped. Popped, Stoli. Listen, they're playing this 1-3-1 system, and they're taking some serious heat for it. There was a great clip of Gabriel Landeskog. This is years ago, 2 years ago. He goes, come on, Todd. Are you not going to get up here? Get up here and hunt. Listen, I don't love the 1-3-1, but if you're trying to win hockey games at the National Hockey League level, you got to do what you got to do. I don't love watching the Kings play. I got to be honest. They're a little boring to me. But listen, what's your thoughts on this 1-3-1? You got to do what you got to do, up dog, or is there no room for it in this new game?
No, I mean, Obes, you know it. It's like the boring hockey that the Tampa Bay Lightning played back with the, I think it was Boucher as their coach, where it was, I think it was almost a 1-5.
Remember Pronger?
Hold on. Yeah. It would have been a
1-4. Pronger. Remember Pronger's?
1-4.
We were in the league.
Basically changed the way guys would, you looked at this coach and questioned, you know, you wanted to kill him. You're on the other side of the bench to these players. You're like, are you guys having fun over there? I would look at him in his pregame meetings and just say, no, we're not doing it. This sucks. And I played, you know, I want to say it was maybe in Phoenix under Dave Tippett at the time. We didn't quite have the offense we needed, and we needed to trap game. And you send the one guy in, he picks a side. You force the team to go up that side. And then as they cross their blue line into the red line, you just swarm. And you become the most boring team to play ever. And you rely on dump pucks going back and having a goalie that can play it. And then having D-man that, you know, are willing to just get run.
Yeah.
But it's not a great way. And the game has changed so much in a better way for offense, in a better way for the defenseman to be able to pass the puck and skate up the ice and join the play. You can't do that in a 1-3-1. It creates stagnant. There's no flow to the game. It's a lot of dump and chasing. It's a lot of whistles. It's not perfect. So I agree why the league and why players should speak up about this.
It's not good for escrow.
Flow.
It's not good
yeah.
for escrow.
Not good press. Not
Listen,
good press.
My feeling on the Kings is I think up front they're as good as anyone with depth down the pipe. I think their back end is a little thin, and their goaltending is we'll see when it comes crunch time. So if you're the coach, Hiller, I believe his name is, maybe at 1-3-1, you're like, listen, we got to take the pressure off our D and our goaltending. I get it. It makes sense. It frustrates teams. We'll see how it plays out in the playoffs, up dog. I got to talk about the Florida Panthers. My boys. I didn't put you on the milk cart because I love you boys too much to throw you on right now. We haven't got to there yet. But I'm concerned about the way they've played since the deadline. And I know you bring in new guys and you got to get adjusted to it. And there's been shuffling up and down the lines of Paul Maurice. Listen, I love the way they play, up dog. And it's a fine line of being physical and getting in people's faces and taking penalties. I'm concerned about their discipline. I think they will get it figured out come playoff time. But, fellas, the time is now. You can't just wait till game one of the playoffs and turn it back on. They play in Montreal tonight. Uppy, they got to get going here, buddy. They haven't been playing Florida Panthers hockey, and the discipline thing is going to hurt them if they don't smarten up a bit. So I'm a little concerned because I got my money on these boys, and I love these boys. The time is now to get it going there.
Yeah, I think I put in a future bet 2 months ago at plus 950. So I'm expecting them to get their game going. Paul Maurice to give the right speeches. But, you know, penalty trouble,
it's a slippery slope. 21 penalties in their last four games. Relying on your penalty kill every night and your goaltending isn't perfect. It's not the right way to win games. So if we look at the Florida Panthers and what they were last year, man, they snuck in and then they turned it around to the playoffs and found their mojo. But this team, they're built for success. You know, we had dinner with Travis Green not too long ago where he said every team, I'm worried about the Florida Panthers, the size on the back end, the skill they have, the goaltending. It's all kind of the right things that you need, and we'll see if they can turn it around.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Vladdy's come in and they've shuffled, you know, before the deadline, it was Bennett, Tkachuk, and your boy Nick Cousins. And they separated those guys and put Rodriguez up there. And now Vladdy's playing down with Listerine and Lundell. Their fourth line is what it is. It just seems up to that since the new guys have come and you're a forward, they're just trying to figure out their chemistry. But let's not wait too long here, boys. All right? We got fucking seven games left. It's time to go. They've been awful ups for their standards. They haven't been good enough. So I hope they get it turned around. Shout out to Rick Tocchet. Great interview the other night on TNT. I love how honest Talks is, Ups. I love how honest he is. And they asked him, who do you reach out to around the league for help, right? Listen to these guys. Coop, Chief, and Travis Green are the three guys that Rick Tocchet bounces ideas off of. Those three guys are legends, beauties. They know the game. And listen, if you're a coach in that league, I think it's a good idea to bounce ideas off your boys. And those are three absolute beauties, Ups.
Yeah, guys we'd love to have beers with, for sure.
Exactly.
I love Chief, and he's been doing a great job on TNT. He's a great mix to that to the panel. I think he provides an element that we don't really see or they don't have. You know, a lot like Talk, he played the game tough. He demands like his players had played that way. He's had success, Stanley Cup winning coach. He's been great for that podcast or for that show. We love the TNT guys, but yeah, that's a good list of guys that you'd like to go. You know, sit down and belly up with right there.
Yeah, and if you're a young coach, watch how Talks handles the media. You know, he uses it as an asset to him. He's honest, and it's been, for him this year in Vancouver, a feather in his cap because he's been himself, and the media, they respect it, and I just love the way he handles himself right now, Rick Tocchet. Last but not least, he's going to be the greatest goal scorer in NHL history. He's going to catch Waino. He's coming on the plane with a Subway and some Cheetos up, dog. I don't know. I just loved it. For all this new NHL, you know, coaches and nutritionists and skills coaches, and we got to eat this, and you can't have that, and you got to get this. A little Bubway and Cheetos washed out with Diet Pepsi. If it's good enough for Ovi, it's good enough for anyone. Uppy, I loved it. I was just assuming it was a chicken teriyaki with a little, you know, a little mayo on there. I loved it, Ups. I fucking loved it.
Ah, the Bubway. Did you call it Bubway?
A little Bubway. Let's go get a little Bubber. Get a little Bubway in the fella. And a little Bub.
A little foot long. Get your foot long.
Hey.
Yeah, no. Hey, the cold cut trio. I mean, good for him.
Cut
a bag of
combo.
Cheetos to top it off. I would have went personally a little Miss Vicky salt and vinegar to iron out like the turkey and club. But hell. You know, he probably crushed the large soda before he even got to the plate anyway. So he probably had that with the Cheetos and the sub. Would have been the triple combo, the triple threat.
Cold cut combo. I eat three every day to keep me big and strong. Hey, Happy Gilmore. But listen, I remember in the minors, the lockout year, after the game, Loops would always want to go to these nice dinners. I'm like, dude, I'm going to Subway. I'm grabbing a sub. I'll meet you at the bar. All right, I'll meet you at the bar. I'm not going for a steak dinner. And Loops is like, you got to eat well, Loops. You got to eat well. I'm like, dude, I'm making $40,000 down here. I'm going to Bubway, and I'll meet you at the bar. What do you want? I'll get the shots. First round of shots on me. So to see Ovi eating that up, dog, I loved it. I loved it.
That's great. That's great.
All right, up, dog. Thank you, my man. Enjoy Costa Rica. Morgan, Kyle, Hall Pass Media, thank you very much. That was Missing Curfew.
Fellas.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.